Shavuotov. Rashi's opening comments on the parasha on the word Ekev, when it says Vaya Ekev Tishmeun, Rashi says Im haMitzvot Kalot SheAdam Dash BaAkivav Tishmeun. That if he changes the word Ekev, Ekev normally would mean and the consequence or because, but Rashi homiletically understands it as Akev, your heel. And he says if a person keeps, well, he says since when a person keeps the mitzvot that are very, very easy to keep, that a person simply does while walking, he crushes them under his heel, person gets rewarded for that, then imagine the kind of reward that he's going to get for doing the big things. Just a couple of things about this. Number one, the Sifti Chachamim says, why does Rashi change the word? Ekev means because. Why does he change it to heel? And he answers, because the other place where this is used is by Avram Avinu, when it says, Vaya Ekev Asher Shama B'Koli. Hashem says, because Avram, you listened, which was already after the fact. In other words, it was already known that Avram listened. But over here, it's more like if. Hashem doesn't know if people are going to do the mitzvot. The other thing is that I think I've said this before, al derech melitza, a little bit poetically, that what Rashi might mean over here is that it's not just easy things that a person does as they're doing on the, as they're going on the way, but also the idea being that when you plant mitzvot as you're walking, if the mitzvot are at your feet and you plant them into the ground, you're not even paying attention. But sometimes when you plant things in the ground without even paying attention, then they grow up to be very, very strong trees with lots of perot later on. A person can do things, you know, almost unknowingly. A person does mitzvot and it has hashlachot, it has ramifications far down the line that they don't expect. They just grow very, very slowly and they grow to be very, very strong. Shavua Tov.